Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Food Rebel Eats. So I just had this idea that I needed to talk to you guys about how your fertility diagnosis is your power. And it's not a dead end. And it's not a sentence to say, from now on, you are going to have a hard time, okay? But it really depends on what you look at it as, and it really depends on what you believe about the body and what you believe about health and what you believe about yourself in general, okay? So I want to share my perspective because it could change everything for you. And when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. So here's what I know about fertility labels. It doesn't mean you can't get pregnant, okay? So yesterday on my Instagram stories, I just did a few blurbs about how even if you don't ovulate, even if you don't even have your period right now, that was me. I thought I am as far away from naturally getting pregnant as any woman on earth could be, right? Like I've got no shot. I have no shot. I have no egg. And yet still, I got pregnant naturally, right? Now, there is a very big important part in the middle, right? Where I worked with my body and I was able to help it heal itself so that I did ovulate, so that I did get my cycle back. And that's a big piece of this, okay? But what I want you to know, first of all, up front, is that even if you've been told you have the most difficult condition or that your chances are really small or the odds are stacked against you, do you know what? I would say, good, just watch me do it anyways, because that is how powerful you are. And when you have a diagnosis with fertility, I see it as such a very, very powerful, good thing. And here's why. When you know what's going on, you know even more specifically what to do. Now, how I teach health and how I teach fertility and getting baby body ready, which is open now if you're interested in helping your body to get ready for pregnancy. But the way that I teach women how to help their body come back into a state of fertility is to know and trust and understand that all things are the same at the base root causes. And I keep saying it over and over. So it's viruses, bacteria, pathogen load issues, and it's a toxin load issue, which ultimately can show up in different places of the body, in different organs, in different mechanisms, and lead to these various labels, these various diagnoses. So even though the root causes are the same, In one woman, it could manifest as PCOS. In another person, it could show up as thyroid issues. In another person, it could show up as mystery infertility, right? Or not having your period. Another person could show up as endometriosis, okay? Now, so what I'm trying to say is, even if you never went to a fertility doctor or a specialist, but you just knew you were trying to get pregnant and things weren't working, or maybe you knew you didn't feel stellar in your body and your health, the program still is going to work. Why? Because the way that you eat either fuels health or slows it down or blocks the flow of health. And when you eat the right foods and you put them in your body in a way that the body can easily accept them and digest them and help you to cleanse, it does what it needs to do. So the body knows what to do at all times. So the power in your label is that you can more specifically understand the core root issue that your body is holding, and then even more powerfully connect to, oh my gosh, this is how me eating this way is going to resolve this thing. And they're like, that's the first base layer too, is knowing that you can, that no label is permanent. No label is permanent. This made me laugh because I was just thinking about how my kids got into this box I had on the dining room table last weekend, and I had one permanent marker in there from who knows where or why. And they found it, of course, and they drew on the cushions of our dining room chair. And Dalton took it, and it was blue, and he wrote on his white bed frame in blue permanent marker. And even though I had this like stinking blue permanent marker on my nice dining room cushion chair, I got it out. It actually wasn't permanent, right? When you had the right tool. And my right tool was Norwex stain detergent or stain remover. Yeah. Anyways, whatever. But the point is, a lot of times when people receive a diagnosis or a label, and this goes across the board for all things with health, that is the moment that their health declines, because you take it on as an identity, and anything that you own and take on as an identity is what you will be in your life. So if you are going down the route of looking for what specifically could be happening within your body in terms of infertility or fertility, that's fine. But what I want you to make sure you don't do is, I don't want you to own it. I don't want you to say, okay, now I have fill in the blank. Now I have PCOS, and that is the number one cause of infertility in the United States. Okay. Or any of these other things. I don't want you to be like, now this is why I'm going to have a hard time getting pregnant, or now this is why I have to do fertility treatments to get pregnant, or now this is why I maybe can't even get pregnant. Okay. Those are all optional perspectives in life. And there is another one. There are other perspectives which I know for sure are true, which include all of these things at the core are the same. All of these things can be resolved. All of these things can go away. Like, you get not only do you get to help your body restore fertility, but you get to be healthy. You get to get rid of these symptoms. If you have endometriosis, you get to get rid of those horrible stomach pains and cramps that maybe come with your cycle, or PCOS, all the symptoms of PCOS. You get to clear those away. Your body can do that. And so I want you to know that they are not permanent. They're not permanent. Nothing is permanent. You know, if I can go from mystery infertility, no egg, no ovulation, to pregnant naturally, you can do it too. You can, you guys. The human body is completely resilient. It's set up to work correctly. And there's only problems within our health and disease states because of things that are in the way of the natural way of being. Okay. So the way that you use your diagnosis as your power is to know, okay, if I have this specific thing, if I have no egg, if I have no ovulation, if I have no cycle, that means that I need to work on helping my body to balance its hormones naturally. That means I need to work on the toxin load in my body. Really, what all of this comes back down to is understanding how food impacts what's being expressed through your physical self at any given moment. And when you can know that the body is so resilient, and then it does heal itself via its own self-cleansing mechanisms, then nothing needs to be as big of a deal or as scary as it would be if we felt like we didn't know what to do, or if we felt out of control. And that's what I remember feeling the most when I was in the time in my life going through fertility treatments, was I felt so out of control because I didn't know how my own body worked, and I didn't know how to help myself. And I wasn't being told clearly that, yes, you can take yourself all the way back into health, all the way back into thriving, and that it wasn't that complicated, and I didn't need to run around and do a bazillion tests and take a bazillion supplements, that it was inside issues and that I could manage by the way that I was feeding myself. And that also includes my mental thoughts. But the first mental thought is a new shift in a new perspective that all of us need to start living in, which is that we're in charge of our bodies, nobody else. And that you don't have to be a label if you don't want it. So the moment you're giving a diagnosis, say, thank you for the information, and now I'm going to get rid of this crap, okay? That's really what we need to do. We need to be confident in our bodies and confident in their unending work to stay well for us and to protect us and to be there for us. And that it's only our job to understand them better than we have before, and to feed them and fuel them and to love into them and believe in ourselves and believe in our bodies and believe that we are this powerful. And that is when you get the changes that you want. Okay. Okay. So you are so powerful. Always remember that. If you're interested in Baby Body Ready, you can check out the link below. And also know I have a whole playlist on my YouTube channel about fertility and getting pregnant naturally, if that is of interest to you. I will talk to you guys next time. Have a great one.